Fantasyland Alternative Radio.
Hey, my name's Paul J, and this is MAR. I'm glad to be with you. I've been on the radio for a long time, longer than I'd care to remember, actually. I think the first radio station I was involved with was a station called Radio 252, which was way back, a long time ago. I think it was around 1968, 69. And since then, I've been mucking about with pirate radio here, there, and everywhere. Anyway, welcome to this commemoration for 30 years of MAR. I'm not going to go on with facts and details and all that. I'll leave that to the lads who know a bit more than me. Instead, I'm just going to play some good sounds. Here's one from DJ Otzi, and it's called Hey Baby.
Okay, put your hands up in the air, be hand in the air, on everybody sing now.
I do know that as a young lad at the age of 18 and 19, it was all very exciting. Might go into that a little bit more in this show. Here's Chuck Berry and Jory Be Good on MAR with yours, Paul J.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny Be Good. Play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go, go. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun go down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights saying, Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 Johnny, go. 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 Go, Johnny, be good.
There you go. That's Chuck Berry and Johnny Be Good. Well, as I was saying before, as a young boy, it's sort of good and easy to do these things. We've got lots and lots of things to talk about, and I'll get round to them after this one by Dave Edmunds. There he is, that's Dave Edmunds, and he hears us knocking here on MAR, this 30th anniversary for Merseyland Alternative Radio, 30 years. And if all the memories that were, you know, you could sort of bring back to life, could come back to life, some of the most interesting ones in my life, actually, have been about pirate radio, free radio and stuff like that. Now, with regards to that, you've got to understand that, how can I put it to you? It's sort of a thing that you get involved in not a direct way. It's a thing that you sort of slightly drift into. And if anybody's interested, I'll give you an inkling into exactly how I got into it. And what happened with me was I was having a shave one night. I wasn't even married or anything like that. And I was in the bathroom at my mum's place, and I had a little Japanese transistor radio, which was quite good for the time, I suppose, and I used to usually just tune into whatever was on, and there wasn't very much on in them days because Radio Caroline had just finished. And I was tuning around and I heard this, I'm fairly certain it was the Shadows record. Yeah, it was, yeah, just trying to jog my memory a bit there. It was a Shadows record, and I can't remember which one it was now, but anyway, that's not important. I tuned round and I got this Shadows record, and I was quite excited, you know. I knew nothing about radio, didn't know anything about sort of nulling a signal out or anything like that, you know. Anyway, I listened to this, and then the next thing is another one came on, and it was good music, and it was going on and on and on, and I wondered, what the heck's this then, you know? I mean, this is not like the stuff I normally listen to. Anyway, being an ex-Radio Caroline listener, was very excited. In the meantime, we'll get on with a bit of music. Here's Don McLean and a track called American Pie.
remember.
Welcome to MAR, the 30th anniversary.
Make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. This'll be the day that I die.
Well, there he is. That's Don McLean and American Pie right here on MAR. We have an email address if you'd like to get in touch with us.
Our email address is mar@rock.com.
That's right. All you got to do is email off to that with a reception report or a request or dedication or anything that you might think we may be interested in. You're listening to a 30th anniversary celebration for MAR. And I was waffling on about the time I picked up this music whilst having a shave at the young age of about 18, I think, or 19. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I manufactured some jingles on a little reel-to-reel tape, which was just through a microphone and bits of stuff in the background, and don't ask me how I did it, but I managed to track down actually where the music was coming from, and it wasn't too far from where I lived at the time, and took a chance, and I shoved this reel-to-reel tape through the letterbox. not expecting anything really good to happen, or just, you know, one of those things, probably get thrown in the bin. Anyway, I went off home and on my motorbike. those are the days when you could actually jump off a wall 6 foot high and run about 40 mile an hour without feeling a thing and drink half a bottle of brandy and go to work in the morning at 6 o'clock. But we won't go into those sort of things. Sure, everybody else has been like that when they were young. Anyway, at the end of the day, I went home and had me tea. And I was just listening again to the radio, and all of a sudden, what came out the radio? Lo and behold, my jingles.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you want to use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
There we go, the late great Eddie Cochran and Summertime Blues on this 30th anniversary for Merseyland Alternative Radio, MAR. We're on 217 metres, 1386 kilohertz, and yours truly, Paul J here, going back in time with his memories and trying to bring you into the way I used to feel in those days. As I say, with those jingles coming on the radio, that was it then. I was sort of hooked, wasn't I, and things progressed. We're here for the 30th anniversary of Merseyland Alternative Radio, and MER is just a continuation of the early stations as they started up, and there's been ones after that as well, and there's many fine pirate radio stations all over the country at this moment in time. Now, with regards to things in those days, 1979, it was obviously totally different to the way things are now. We have access to the internet and we have access to unlimited music. One of the things we don't have access to is the way we sort of address the songs and tunes that we listen to on the radio. In other words, we listen to ILR stations and BBC stations and any other stations we want. And all the DJs, presenters, whatever they want to be called, they all present the shows in their own way. And most of them, nearly all of the DJs and presenters now that are on a legal radio, shall we say, well, they're all sort of young. They don't remember Radio Caroline, with the exception of one or two, and they'd obviously, I don't think, remember the Merseyside pirate scene. But I do know that some of the things that we got up to with regards to these stations were very, very interesting, and I'm learning them in a little bit of time from now.
Working just gotta tell her that.
That's Edison Lighthouse, and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. You know, it's quite true. I heard a saying a long time ago, the only thing that can take a young man out of himself is himself. It doesn't matter how old you are, if you're young inside, well, you keep going. That's one of those things that people make up, isn't it, to make you feel better when you're old. MAR, 30th anniversary, 30 years of MAR. Marvellous, isn't it? We're here just remembering a few things on the Paul J Show, and all the other lads and lasses will be along to do exactly the same. And as I was saying before, life is a lot different now than it was in those days. I mean, you've got to imagine 30 years ago, for example, microwaves were sort of... and I don't think the ZX Spectrum, I think it was the Spectrum, wasn't it, Sinclair? I think that was about 1986. That hadn't... And BBC hadn't adopted the Apple Mac computer, which could only just about say hello on the screen. Well, here we are now. We've got all this technology in front of us. We've got masses and masses of memory. I think it was 3.5 meg, the ZX. I think it was. But, you know, the mind actually boggles. But nevertheless, the technology was the same for as it is now for pirate radio. And as I know, there's various forms of pirate radio. There's medium wave and there's FM. And I suppose there's online pirate radio as well now. Anyway, one of the things I do remember about the early days of pirate radio, and specifically MAR, John Dwyer was the station manager. And I always had a lot of admiration for John. He was a sort of bloke that would get his teeth into something and wouldn't let go, a bit like a little terrier really. And thanks to him and lots of other people, and especially Bert, we mustn't forget Bert. He was the silent partner, so to speak, the engineer, the guy that made all the transmitters, most of them anyway, that was enabling us to gab over the airwaves to the people of Merseyside. And one of the interesting things I've got to tell you about in a minute is the time we actually tried to get an aerial up. In the meantime, we'll carry on with the music. Here's the Turtles and Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
217 metres, 1386 kilohertz, the sound of free radio to Merseyside, the 30th anniversary of MAR. That's the Turtles and Happy Together, and it's yours truly, Paul, here, waffling on about the early days of pirate radio here on Merseyside. We were talking about putting aerials up. I won't go into too much detail, but some of the times that we had to do these things were really quite hairy. And I made a decision before I started doing these anniversary programmes here for MAR that I wouldn't do too much name dropping, simply because there are too many names to mention. And you all know who you are. You all know how hard you all worked to do these things concerning pirate radio. But it was a cold, wet, windy night somewhere in Liverpool, and the usual process of putting an aerial up was being carried out, and well, I got hit on the head by a lump of lead, which was thrown to do something with an aerial, and I'm sure all us guys here know exactly what that means. And that was one of the things that, one of the nasty things that stands out in my mind. Well, never mind, we did manage to get the station on the air, and we've actually been on the TV on Granada Reports, I think it was called, or Look Granada Northwest or something like that, I don't know. It's all covered in cobwebs now, all them things. But we were on the telly, me and Bert, and we did an interview in a house where I used to live. And it started off with a guy called Rob Rora, and he had one of those, you know, those Granada voices, the ones that spoiled it. For the surety of prosecution, we are in a house somewhere in Merseyside, and we can't say exactly where it is for the certainty of prosecution. And we're about to talk to a couple of the pirate DJs here on... Oh, well. Here's Tamark. Hello to you, the 30th anniversary of MAR. And it's me, Paul, and all the other guys and girls giving you our memories from years ago. Sound of the Piranhas and Tom Hark here on MAR. Because, you know, things were a lot different them days, as I say before, with regards to what you could actually listen to on the radio. I mean, nowadays there's choices from everywhere, isn't it? People can listen to music, as I said before, on the internet and everything else like that, and the RR stations. But them days, a pirate radio station on the medium wave, which is basically where most of them were, there were one or two down in London, I think, on the FM, but round here it was mainly medium wave, and of course it stuck out, you see, when you had a pirate radio radio station like that, there wasn't anything else really in between apart from the BBC stations, and I think City was on the air by the time MAR came on. Anyway, it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. But at the end of the day, it sort of stuck out. It was the thing that made you sort of different, and people's listening habits were different now than days. Nowadays, it's really, really difficult, I should imagine, to attract listeners because of all the opportunities people have got. As I was saying before, though, we had this interview, and it wasn't very long after that that the station that was running at the time was on the air, and all of a sudden it went, and I thought, oh dear, here we go. Yes, we had visits from various people.
Well, away down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of God's Tennessee, there's a Garden of Eden, and you know what I mean. Yes, real babies with flashing eyes, soft to whisper with tender sighs, and then you stop. Now won't you give your lady back a little smile, and then you stop. You bet your life you'll anchor there a little while. Yeah, there was heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. I said away down yonder in New Orleans. Woo, let it rock, baby. Make up. I said away down yonder in New Orleans. You give your lady back a little smile, and then you stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. Yeah, there is heaven right here on earth, those beautiful queens. I said away down yonder in New Orleans.
Freddie Cannon and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, all 1 minute 59 seconds of it. See, the thing is, years ago when the pirate radio stations were on the air, they weren't, how can I put it, they weren't sort of professional like MAR was when it came on. MAR ran for 7 days a week at first, I think it was anyway, and then after some trouble with the authorities, it was cut down a bit, and nevertheless, it was run very professionally, and some of the things that they did would be in comparison to the way ILR or professional radio stations are run now. I wouldn't class them with the ILR stations because that might be a bit of an insult, but you know what I mean, and it was very difficult to run a 7 day a week station like that. Some of the stations that were on earlier before MAR were sort of Sunday afternoon, maybe from 12 till 6 or 8 o'clock at night, or a Saturday night, you know, or something like that. But they went on and they tried to do their things. Here's Harpo on MAR and Movie Star. 217-1386. The 30th anniversary of MAR. Fantastic.
Like Steve McQueen when you're driving in your car, and you think you look like James Bond when you're smoking your cigar. It's so bizarre, you think you are a new kind of James Dean, but the only thing I've ever seen of you was a commercial spot on the screen. Movie star, oh movie star, you think you are a movie? Movie star, oh movie star, you think you are a movie? Star, ah. Should belong to the jet set, fly your own private Learjet, but you worked in the grocery store
friend. Just stop pretending that you are a movie star, movie star. You think you are a movie, movie star, movie star. You think you are a movie
star.
Frozen hero, your words are zero. Your dreams are vanished into dark. Long ago, but you don't want to know.
Movie star, movie star.
You think you are a movie,
movie star.
The Raid. There you go, that's Harpo. I think he's German, isn't he? I think he is. Hello to you, if you've just tuned in, you wonder what it is you're listening to. It's yours truly, Paul Jay, in this hour, waffling on about his memories of pirate radio, especially MAR. One of the things that I do remember about MAR, which was always a credit, it's... I know they were raided quite a few times, and one of the things that really impressed me was the speed at which they used to get back on the air again, and it must have exasperated the authorities at the time. But I'm sure they're all old men now, like us, and the young people nowadays. As I say, if you're young and you're listening to this, maybe you're getting a little bit of education from all the guys and gals here that's been on the air today on MAR, and they all work very, very hard, and they still do. You probably won't understand the way things are with pirate radio, but I do hope you're enjoying the broadcast. And I think one of my favourite listeners from years ago was a lady by the name of Jane. And if you're listening, Jane, and I know you're still living in Liverpool, but I don't know exactly where, I'll play this for you, an upset souffle. It's Hot Chocolate and You Sexy Thing.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Sexy, you sexy thing.
Yes,
sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles since you came along. You sexy thing.
There we go, that's Hot Chocolate and You Sexy Thing. That's going out for Jane, and she used to live in Litherland over there in Liverpool. Don't know quite how she's doing now, but hello to you, Jane, if you've still got the interest in radio and you're listening to this 30th anniversary here of MAR with me, Paul J. Yeah, so MAR, 30 years old today, or thereabouts. And if you want to give us a request or a dedication or a comment about what you think of the programme, you may do so by texting us on 07504 464 678. Let's know what you think. If you're a long time listener and you haven't looked up the courage to get in touch with us, or if you wish to listen to us in super quality stereo, why not visit our website? And you can do that on www.mar1386.com. That's the way to go. Here's the Easy Beats.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me. Tonight, I spend my bread tonight. I lose my head tonight. I got to get tonight. One day I have Friday on my mind. Through the five-day grind once more. That bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I'll change that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. Cause I'm a Friday on my mind. I'm gonna have fun in my city.
That's the Easy Beats, that's the title. Friday on my mind here on MAR. Paul digressing about the things that went on in the past and remembering MAR 30th anniversary. As I said before, if we're not too clear, it's www.mar1386.com. I suppose we'd better play a jingle. We haven't had one. Well, I think we've had one, haven't we?
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The rock goes on.
Goes on. I feel like playing another one now. Come on, then. Let's have another one. Go on. Do another one for me. You going to do it? Okay. Not going to do it, you see. I don't know. The things you do for love. You're tuned to MAR, and we're on 217 metres 1386. I've got lots and lots of things to tell you about, and unfortunately, I haven't got much time. We've got about 12 minutes left here on this segment of Paul J on the 30th anniversary of MAR, and it's really great to have you with us. If you've tuned in for the first time, well, a big welcome to you, and hope you're going to stay along for the rest of the programmes. And I hope you've been here for all the programmes that was on before it as well.
Thank you.
Silver Lining. I hope you're enjoying this little gab we're having here on MAR, our 30th anniversary. As I said before, I won't do too much name dropping because there are far too many names to drop. Make a big hole in the floor. We're on 217 meters, 1386 kilohertz. You know, money, as Dave Rogers would say. Let's play one from Jay and the Americans. These are a group that's always been a bit of a mystery to me. This one's called Caramia Mine. And a great falsetto sound of Caramia. Well, that's about it for me for this portion of time. Maybe a couple of tracks. Here's a tune that I think we should dedicate to all the MAR and pirate people from Merseyside.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
A piece of spit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Yeah, there you go. That's going out to all the guys and gals of MAR at the present time and the past. Monty Python lot, and always look on the bright side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say? Cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quiz. There you are.
I think that's Eric Idle, isn't it?
It's nearly the end of the record. He'll be dancing another tune in a minute.
Well, I've really enjoyed being here for the last hour. And I'll be back again on the MAR 30th anniversary weekend.
And he's from Norway. All right, so your team's losing 15-0 at home to Barney. It's not the end of the world, is it? And come on, cheer up. Moan, moan, moan. That's what people do these days, especially you old people. All you're going to do is sit around and moan as you take your teeth away.
Aye, aye.
Now come on, girls, put the kettle on, have a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, cup of tea.
That's it.
Put the kettle on, Bob.
Come on, you groovy disc jockey. Better get this rubbish off now.
Thanks a lot, mate. Somebody thinks I'm groovy, don't they? It's a miracle, isn't it, that we're still here? Never mind. Let's see what we can do now. We've got one more record to play for you, and I've got to pick it out, so it's got to be absolutely spot on. Nice little pause there, a little bit of respect. Alright, so the last hour's been with me, Paul, and there's lots of other entertainment coming on for you on MAR on our 30th anniversary. Not much for me to say now except to see you next time, and thank everybody that's made this 30th anniversary possible. This is actually an original recording I found of the way it used to sound on MAR. It's interesting, isn't it? Got to say thanks to everybody of now, really, our nowadays team. all the pilot team. Thanks to everybody that's made it possible. And a big thank you to Bert Williams, our engineer, and also all the crew and staff. And not forgetting Roger D for all the hard work he puts in. I'll see you next time. MAR, 30 years old.